My name is John Kuramoto. I was the youngest of three boys. My middle brother, Daniel, is right here. This is Dan. We have another brother, Ford, who is 6 years older than I am.
We were born and raised in Boyle Heights, and he's still
born and raised Los Angeles.
And what generation of Japanese American are
from? Sanseis.
Now, how did your family end up in Boyle?
Our father said that he picked the east side because there's a lot of logistical reasons for being East L.A. To drive to Little Tokyo was just over the bridge. And he said things like, that is the way our dad thinks. Well, and you always have the sun at your back, so you're not risking driving into the sun like at the end of the workday and things like that.
So what did your parents do for work back then?
Well, Dad was always working on cars, okay? Whether he was working for a company like Cook Brothers, or he had his own station, or he would be working on the side of the street, right? He was very inclined to automotive stuff, right? And for him, he wanted to do what he enjoyed doing as a living. Okay, and in time afterwards, he would say, be sure to do that. You know, when you pick something to do, make sure you love it. He goes, I love what I do, right? And sometimes we look around and go, yeah, you know. And that was okay, though, because he was so committed.
Well, in a way, his situation was somewhat iconic because he had a Texaco service station. It wasn't originally, before the camps, it was a
union.
But after he came back, and again, the person that he was leasing the service station area from let him come back and get back in. So, you know, there were white people who were like really copacetic to what was, you know, our community. Our father had the only service station right in the heart of Little Tokyo. So where it's now Union Bank, that corner was Jack's Auto Service.
And Second and San Pedro.
Apparently had quite a good reputation because people would come literally from all over Southern California to go
rumors.
To Jack's Auto Service.
Yeah, rumors from certain people get to other people, and suddenly these Hollywood producers are bringing their cars, right?
Well, also the Ford dealerships and the Chevy dealerships, when they couldn't fix the cars, we had to be under secrecy, but we would go to the dealerships, get the cars that wouldn't work, and then, you know, our father and our uncles, but along with Frank Otani, they would make those cars run that the dealerships couldn't figure out what was wrong with them.
Our father was very interested in getting that service station on 2nd and San Pedro. And then he went to work there and met the people and talked to the owners until there was some kind of point of negotiation. The shop became the possession of our family, right? And it was a mobile station. Right. So next thing we know, here we are, it became transitioned into Jack's Auto Service. Okay.
Well, my brother mentioned that, you know, in a kind of typical
family,
his brother Frank, who was also went to Lincoln High School, and then his youngest sister's husband Harry, who was a major in the United States Army. You know, it was a family gas station, is the point. With Frank Otani, who was a family friend.
When we took it over, I think the family decided let's make this family, right? And so you do this and do right. that, right? And
not a coincidence. Right. So what was it like working at your dad's shop?
It was responsible, number one. It wasn't easy, okay? A lot was expected of you, right? But we also kind of understood that kind of came with the territory, right? Because he was trying to run a professional business, and they needed help. Anyway, yeah, I think it was because of that, we worked there. We understood that it was a growing process.
Well, and, you know, as in most Asian family, you really didn't have a choice anyway.
Right.
So, oh, yeah, I forgot that.
The popularity of Jack's Auto Service, was that, you know, was that partly about location? Because I would imagine
absolutely,
like people, families are going to come into London, Tokyo, do shopping, whatever else. They might as well get their car serviced while they're going to be there.
It was centrally located, and thus that had a lot to do with it. And then apparently, you know, they were quite good at what they did because he was always booked out. Really, nothing ever left his shop that wasn't guaranteed fixed. In that sense of Nisei pride was really big in our family. So, you know, if I did it, it's got to be 100% right kind of attitude, you know.
How, what happened to your dad's tools during the war years?
Well, the family was the DeHart family, and
Ken DeHart.
Yeah, and just the nicest people, you know, a white family that, and they just saw it as wrong, as many did. DeHarts risked everything because they took all his tools and hid it in their garage. And to me, as I think back on it, what a risk, you know, and it was a very dangerous thing to do at a very dangerous time, but that's what happened, and they held it all through the war, right?
Yes. Yes, they did.
So when your family came back from Idaho, right? I think that's where you said that. They were able to, he was able to go get his tools and basically get back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had his truck, which was so
important. The pickup truck was loaded,
right?
Yeah.
And they put it in their garage.
Yeah, they hid everything.
And that thing was stacked up as high as you could stack it with whatever they could put in there. They said, you put whatever can fit in this garage. So they, I think, you know, had to take some stuff out, then get the truck out and restack it, but it was like that. And once he had his truck, right, he had to head back to the shop and make it work, right? And that's enough. He said he appreciated what had taken place, you know, what was done for our family.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to make the most of it now.
Yeah.
Well, it actually, because he was ready to go back to work because he had access to a truck and his tools. I think that is the real reason why he was able to get back into that second and San Pedro property, you know, because he was ready to go.